to the ground and fell with his legs in the air. At this unlooked-for entertainment, the whole company of runaways laughed uproariously. The little fat man did not laugh. He went up to the rebellious animal and, still smiling, bent over him lovingly and bit off half his right ear. In the meantime, Pinocchio lifted himself up from the ground and with one leap landed on the donkey's back. The leap was so well taken that all the boys shouted, "Hurrah for Pinocchio!" and clapped their hands in hearty applause. Suddenly, the little donkey gave a kick with his two hind feet, and at this unexpected move, the poor marionette found himself once again sprawling right in the middle of the road. Again the boys shouted with laughter, but the little man, instead of laughing, became so loving toward the little animal that with another kiss he bit off half his left ear. "You can mount now, my boy," he then said to Pinocchio. "I've no fear. That donkey was worried about something, but I've spoken to him, and now he seems quiet and reasonable." Pinocchio mounted, and the wagon started on its way. While the donkeys galloped along the stony road, the marionette fancied he heard a very quiet voice whispering to him.
"Poor silly, you have done as you wished, but you are going to be a sorry boy before very long."
Pinocchio, greatly frightened, looked about him to see whence the words had come, but he saw no one. The donkeys galloped, the wagon rolled on smoothly, the boys slept. After a mile or so, Pinocchio again heard the same faint voice whispering,
"Remember, little simpleton, boys who stop studying and to turn their backs upon books and the schools and the teachers in order to give all their time to nonsense and pleasure, sooner or later come to grief. Oh, how well I know this! How well I can prove it to you! A day will come when you will weep bitterly, even as I am weeping now, but it will be too late."
At these whispered words, the marionette grew more and more frightened. He jumped to the ground, ran up to the donkey on whose back he had been riding, and taking his nose in his hands, looked at him. Think how great was his surprise when he saw that the donkey was weeping, weeping, just like a boy.
"Hey, Mr. Driver," cried the marionette, "this donkey weeps. Have you perhaps taught him to speak?"
"No, he learned to mum."